Off the ball. GAA. The talent in that team and the levels that they can get to, like, we haven't seen it yet. There's so much more in them. Not to make it any worse for you, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, folks, get your finger out and pit your football knowledge against Team OTB to win big. There's €2,500 for the winner of the OTB Final One Standing League on the William Hill app. Guaranteed winner, and it's exclusive to our own league. Just sign up at William Hill Final One Standing. Use the code OFFTHEBALL, that's all one word and all caps, and make sure you sign up before Friday the 15th at 8 o'clock when the new season kicks off. €2,500 to the winner, guaranteed.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we'll look ahead to our live commentary game tonight between Shelburne and Rijeka. The relationship between Alexander Isak and Newcastle looks to be over. And what former Chelsea striker will swap the technical area for the dance floor? But first, to a huge clash at Talca Park tonight. League of Ireland champions Shelburne take on the champions of Croatia, Rijeka. Shells came away with a superb 2-1 win away from home last week when they came from behind in the second half to take a lead back to Ireland. The winner of the tie will be guaranteed qualification for the group stage of the Conference League, and with that, a prize of €3.8 million. Víkingur of the Faroes or Linfield, who Shells have already beaten this year, await the loser in a Conference League playoff. The winner of tonight's tie would face Wolfsberger or Pauk for a place in the league phase of the Europa League. Rijeka will have two key players back. Midfielder Tony Fruk returns from a ban for the second leg, and forward Gabriel Rukavina is also back in the mix. He missed the first leg because of a red card in the previous round, and he's also overcoming an injury. The Croatian double winners played their first league match of the year before the first leg with Shells, and they won that one 2-0. They followed it up at the weekend with a nil-all draw last Sunday. Shells drew 2-2 at home to Bohemians on Saturday. New signing from Cork City, Milan Mbeng, will be fit for the game, but Sean Boyd will miss out, which means last week's match winner, John Martin, who followed up that goal with a late equaliser against Bowes, could play alongside Mipo Adebeko in attack. Sean Gannon is ruled out. Tyreek Wilson could return in a couple of weeks. At yesterday's pre-match press conference, Joey O'Brien told Off the Ball's Scarlett Heron his side have to attack the game.
Yeah, well, you look at the game last week, it's very little in it. Both teams, you know what I mean? Like, there wasn't really a lot in it. I suppose they had a few chances, we had a few chances. They obviously had the majority of possession. But again, we're coming in here tomorrow. We're at a small advantage. But like, and we're here to attack the game. We don't see football about sitting in and hoping for the best, you know. It's about attacking the game in front of you. And I think the players that we have, they want to do that. So for me to sort of have a game plan, just sitting in and hoping for the best, yeah, it wasn't like that as a player, so I'm not going to be like that now as a coach.
Shells defender Paddy Barrett says the players have learned from playing against top quality teams.
Look, obviously we learned that we're playing against top quality opposition, you know. I think it's probably some lads' first games against high quality like we've been playing. So I think just that in general, just playing against that top quality player, obviously I think it improves you, because I think your awareness, or the speed that you play, everything picks up that a little bit more because you're playing against top quality players. So I think as a team we've learned that over the couple of legs against Carabao, and I think that showed again last week.
Kick-off tonight at Talca Park is 7:45. You can hear the game live and exclusive from 7 o'clock on News Talk and on the Go Loud app. Elsewhere in Europe tonight, Robbie Keane's Ferencváros take on Ludogorets in Budapest. It's nil-all from the first leg of their Champions League third qualifying round tie. Jose Mourinho will be hoping his Fenerbahce side can overturn a 2-1 deficit at home to Robin van Persie's Feyenoord. And Rangers have a 3-0 lead ahead of their second leg away to Czech champions Viktoria Plzeňa. The EFL Cup first round gets underway tonight. Some of the standout ties include Alan Sheehan's Swansea City up against Crawley Town. Watford are at home to Norwich. West Brom host Derby, and Wrexham play Hull at the Racecourse. Meanwhile, today launched a new football segment on Off the Ball Breakfast. Matthew Brennan gave a full rundown of the Irish contingent in the EFL and abroad and how they fared at the weekend. To celebrate the return of our Premier League commentaries and News Talk this Sunday as well, we've made all of our football coverage freely accessible this week. Our first commentary is Keith Andrews' first game in charge of Brentford, which is away to Nottingham Forest. That's followed by the meeting of Manchester United and Arsenal from Old Trafford. Here's a sample of the football green scene discussing the exploits of Troy Parrott and Anselmo Garcia McNulty in the Eredivisie last weekend.
Irish players outside of England.
Yeah.
Plenty of interest there.
Plenty of interest. Plenty of interest is correct, yeah. That interest will only grow as well as the other leagues get back. The Serie A, I don't believe, is back for another 2 weeks, and we have a couple of interesting sort of players over there. But Troy Parrott stole the show, as Ger just mentioned, 2 goals on the opening day of the Eredivisie season. He's actually scored 7 goals and gotten 1 assist across the 5 games he's played in competitive action this year in the qualifiers for AZ Alkmaar, which is insane numbers.
They are, and I think the important thing, when you would check the live score app, you'd see that he'd play 70 minutes or 75 minutes or 80 minutes, but he played the full 90 and scored in the last 10 minutes. And the other important thing was he's on the pens. I know he was on the pens last year, but there's like somebody comes and says, oh, I'm going to take penalties. It's like, no. So he's going to score a load of goals this year, and he's going to play a load of football, and by all accounts, he was working hard in the off-season as well. So I don't know, maybe this is where Troy Parrott finally begins to hit that level that we thought he was going to be capable of.
Yeah, for sure. And no better place to do it too. Like, I think there's a...
Do you know what age Troy Parrott is without looking?
I would say, if I was to give you an answer now...
I know what age he is, so I won't.
I would say he's 23.
Yeah, 23, yeah.
23, yeah.
Had a lot of football for a 23-year-old now.
Yeah,
he
was one of the most talked about players that hadn't been seen at senior level when he was with Tottenham.
Absolutely,
under Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, and he had a couple of loans. You see, this is the thing as well. Like, it's not linear for any of these players too. Like, Troy Parrott had a couple of loans in England. I think maybe one successful one in League 2, League 1 with MK Dons. The rest of them very underwhelming. And goes over in a new lease of life, obviously.
This could be all a lifestyle thing as well. Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
All these lads are, I'd say, relatively similar talent-wise, but it's the conditioning that is...
For
the,
sure.
Who else do we got here?
So yeah, Anselmo Garcia McNulty is another one now. He hasn't got a cap for the senior team yet. He's been in with the squads. I remember seeing stuff about this guy when he was playing with under 15 squads in Ireland. He's at PEC Zwolle now. Might be PEC Zwolle, I'm not entirely sure there, but he's at Zwolle anyway, and he got man of the match at the weekend. He's only 22 and won the win over FC Twente, but I think maybe the squad to get him involved would have been the Senegal window. I'm not sure if he'll be getting a look in. But again, another impressive performance.
That's Eredivisie.
That's Eredivisie as well. Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. So we've two people of Irish interest over there.
To listen to that chat in full, including an Irish themed EFL Team of the Week, search the Football Green Scene wherever you get your podcasts, on the Go Loud app or on YouTube. And if you don't want to miss our extensive coverage of absolutely everything, why not become a member at offtheball.com/join. Alexander Isak's ambition is to join Premier League champions Liverpool before the transfer window closes on the 1st of September. David Ornstein of The Athletic first reported today that Isak believes his Newcastle career is over and he has no ambition to reintegrate with the squad. Newcastle have already turned down a bid of £110 million from Liverpool for the Sweden international. Arne Slot's side haven't returned with an improved bid yet. Newcastle start their Premier League campaign against Aston Villa on Saturday at lunchtime. Last week, manager Eddie Howe said it's clear that he can't involve Isak as things stand. Meanwhile, Aston Villa midfielder Jacob Ramsey could make a move to Newcastle this summer. Newcastle previously made an approach for the 24-year-old a couple of seasons ago. Ramsey's deal with Villa still has 2 years left to run on it. Tottenham are exploring a deal for Crystal Palace and England forward Eberechi Eze, according to the BBC. Thomas Frank's looking to bolster his attack options, with James Maddison ruled out for the majority of the season due to a knee ligament injury. Eze scored 14 goals for Palace last season, including the all-important winner in the FA Cup final against Manchester City. The 27-year-old made his England debut in 2023 and has won 11 caps since, 3 of which came at Euro 2024. Spurs have also been linked with Manchester City winger Savinho.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous and police will use tear gas.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Local, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
PSG have completed the signing of Bournemouth defender Ilya Zabarni. The 22-year-old has agreed a 5-year deal with the Champions League winners. Bournemouth say the deal is worth €63 million up front with a potential €3 million in add-ons. The Ukraine international joined Bournemouth in a £20 million deal from Dynamo Kyiv in January 2023 and made 86 first-team appearances. Bournemouth have now sold most of last season's back four. Dean Huijsen's moved to Real Madrid and Milos Kirk has joined Liverpool. Chelsea forward Christopher Nkunku would be open to a return to RB Leipzig this summer if his former club's interest in a potential move advances. Nkunku's been the subject of inquiries from clubs in Germany, England and Italy this summer. Leipzig are among a number of clubs interested in the 27-year-old. Chelsea value the France international at €50 million, but he could be used as part of a swap deal with Dutch international Xavi Simons from Leipzig. Liverpool are interested in Parma's teenage central defender Giovanni Leone. They're trying to persuade the defender to move to Anfield this summer, but accept that convincing him to leave Italy could be a challenge. The 18-year-old is highly rated and played 17 games for Parma in Serie A last season. Gianluigi Donnarumma is willing to leave PSG if the right club comes along. The Italian goalkeeper's in the final year of his contract. Sources close to the player have indicated they expect him to leave. Manchester United are said to be monitoring the situation. He's not in the PSG squad for tomorrow's Super Cup against Tottenham. The European champions have signed goalkeeper Lucas Chevalier from Lille already this summer. As we mentioned yesterday, Everton have agreed a deal to take Jack Grealish on loan from Manchester City. It still needs to be finalised, with an option to buy in the region of £50 million set to be included. A former teammate of Grealish believes he'll thrive on loan at Everton this season. Jeff Hendrick played with Grealish for the Ireland under-21s, and he says a move to Merseyside is ideal for Grealish.
I think Everton's probably a great fit for him, just where he's located. He doesn't have to, you know, move house or anything. He can just get straight into playing football and focus on getting back to the Jack we all know.
Al Nassr have reached an agreement in principle with Bayern Munich for Kingsley Coman. The deal for the winger is set to be between €25 million and €30 million. Coman will be Al Nassr's fifth permanent transfer of the summer. Nottingham Forest are close to a deal for Manchester City midfielder James McAtee. Nothing's been agreed at this stage, but talks are moving in a positive direction. McAtee's available on a permanent transfer this summer. He's attracted interest from England and Germany, with Forest among his admirers. Newcastle are set to loan Greek goalkeeper Odysseas Vlachodimos to Sevilla for the season. The 31-year-old goalkeeper joined for £20 million from Nottingham Forest last summer. Elliot Anderson moved in the opposite direction. Vlachodimos made just one appearance as a substitute against AFC Wimbledon in the League Cup last season. Legendary former Milan and Italy manager Arrigo Sacchi says he doesn't understand Rasmus Højlund's reluctance to join Milan from Manchester United this summer. He suggested the Dane is now Marco van Basten, and when Milan calls, you pack your bags and you get on the first plane. Højlund's a target for Milan, who currently have Santiago Jimenez as their only senior centre-forward in their squad. United recently signed Benjamin Šeško, but it's believed Højlund is keen to stay and fight for his place at Old Trafford. Sacchi said, of course, United is also a legendary club, but on one hand, there is a club, Milan, which is offering you a permanent job, and on the other hand, there's a club that is doing everything to try and sell you. What would you choose? And finally, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink has signed up for the new series of Strictly Come Dancing. The former Dutch international, who played for clubs including Leeds, Atletico Madrid and Chelsea, has managed Burton Albion, QPR and Northampton. He was also an assistant coach for the England national team at Euro 2024. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.